We're going to get some more details now of the gunfighting this morning in Kabul. You can hear some of it this morning. We're presenting to you the sound when the capital of Kabul in Afghanistan erupted in gunfire with the Taliban, with suicide bombers and fighters with rifles and rocket-propelled grenades fought to the death only 50 feet from the gates of the presidential palace. Joining us with more details is New York Times correspondent Dexter Filkins in Kabul. This was an attack both brazen and suicidal in equal measure, but it certainly sends a disturbing message to the people of Kabul, Dexter.
Yes, it does. I think it was a very brazen attack, but I think, you know, fortunately in this case, there were only two civilians and three soldiers killed. And in something like this, I think had the attack succeeded, you would have had a lot more people killed. It was a suicide bomber tried to get into the central bank, which is right next door to President Karzai's office, and he had a suicide belt on. And if he would have gotten inside, there were six guys who would have come in behind him with guns and another suicide bomber, and they would have, you know, killed any number of people. It was very much like the attack they did 11 months ago on the Ministry of Justice, which is actually just about 50 feet away on the other side. So I think, you know, it was a crazy scene downtown, paralyzed the Capitol for several hours, huge gun battle. The Capitol's pretty vulnerable, there's no question about it, but I think the government here, the Afghan government, and they did all the fighting today. I didn't see any Americans. They're satisfied that they, or they're happy at least that they foiled what could have been a much worse attack.
Well, let's look at some of the numbers. I mean, within the hour, we've learned that Afghan forces are saying that nine attackers were killed, four Afghan security officers killed, one child, one civilian killed. There may be more civilians killed or injured. I mean, in a sense, those numbers are small, but is this an argument for the U.S. having a bigger presence in Kabul?
I don't think so. I mean, this is all about intelligence and about, you know, who's trying to get into the city and why. I think for the people who are listening out there, I think the best way to sort of look at the war, which is very different from Iraq, or if you remember, the whole war was pretty much fought in Baghdad in the capital.
Sure.
That's not true here. Kabul is usually very quiet. The insurgency is in the countryside. It's a rural insurgency. Most of the American soldiers are in the countryside. So, you know, with some regularity and with increasing regularity, the Taliban are trying to get people into the capital to strike fear into people's hearts here, and that's what they did today. But on most days, Kabul, the capital, is pretty quiet and pretty safe.
So, I mean, of course, as we know, Dexter Filkins, a New York Times reporter, you have a reputation for being a pretty straight shooter. Nevertheless, what you're saying seems to corroborate or back up what Richard Holbrooke, the Afghanistan-Pakistan envoy, was saying this morning, that this is purely a sign that the Taliban is losing in the countryside and is making a desperate attempt to disrupt things in Kabul.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think, you know, the Taliban is what it is in the countryside. It's pretty strong. They're mounting more attacks than they ever have before since 2001, when the war began. Twice the number of American soldiers and Marines died in 2009 as in 2008. The Taliban are very strong. This is not a sign of their weakness. It's a sign of their strength, that they can come into the capital whenever they want and strike, as I said, 50 feet away from the president's house.
So finally, if I was a civilian on the ground in Kabul today, would I be more or less cynical about the ability of Afghan forces to protect me?
I think you'd be more. But this is a spectacular attack, and it was meant to be. It was meant to draw attention. It was meant to kill a lot more people than it did. But again, I think what's different about this attack is on most days, Kabul is very quiet. The war here is in the countryside. It's just outside of town. So for the residents of Kabul, for the most part, have it pretty good compared to people in the rest of the country.
All right. New York Times correspondent Dexter Filkins sorting out the complicated and large number of messages delivered by the Taliban to the people of Afghanistan, the government of Afghanistan, and NATO forces fighting in Afghanistan. He joined us live from Kabul. Thank you, Dexter. We'll be right back.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.